freshly killed specimens. Ramsey also requested skulls of a tribe called the Bunji Blacks, and this is probably the saddest thing that we'll read. 4 weeks later, a scientist sent him two corpses, proudly proclaiming, "The last of their tribe has just been shot." This is what you won't hear in school, but this is what Darwinian evolution has done. Well, scientific hypotheses, again, are overturned every day. So why should we be surprised if evolution is not scientific? In 1940, some of you may have been alive back then, and you're lucky that you weren't given a lobotomy to treat the mentally ill. Do you have anxiety, depression, you're having, Asperger's or something? Well, just give the person a lobotomy. Cut out part of their brain. In the 1960s, if you were in school, you were probably taught the steady state theory of the universe. But whoops, halfway through the 60s, they said, we were wrong. It's been replaced by the Big Bang Theory. But whoops, now the Big Bang Theory is in question. If you go to Wikipedia, you'll find that they state in 1,500 words all the problems with the Big Bang Theory. The 20th century eugenics to eradicate genetically inferior people in America. Did you know that? We forced sterilized thousands of people in America. And it's still going on in a different light. In the 21st century, eugenics hopefully will be eradicated, because today we abort over 90% of all Down syndrome tested babies because it would be too much trouble for the parents. Notice even with medicines that we see that they aren't always scientifically valid. Fen-phen, fluoroquinolones, Vioxx, Darvocet, and Avandia have all had problems. Heart valve destruction, ruptured tendons, 90 to 144,000 cases of heart disease, heart arrhythmias, and up to 83,000 heart attacks in 8 years. But this was science. This was proven to be safe by the FDA. No, scientific theories are overturned every day. So if neo-Darwinism is so unscientific, why has it been accepted? Well, for the reason right here. The parroting effect. Do parrots know what they're saying when they repeat someone? No, they just repeat what they hear. Number two, for the sake of conformity, majority opinion. Well, everybody else believes it, so I might as well believe it as well. To conform to the crowd, like sheep following other sheep over a cliff, or the blind leading the blind. Notice what this Catholic anatomist said in 1911, a man that lived within Darwin's lifetime. He said, "How few leaders in science tell the truth of their own minds. Many feel forced to do lip service to a cult they do not believe in." Let me ask you this. When has deciding the truth by majority opinion ever been scientifically legitimate? What about the scientific support for the Holocaust in Nazi Germany? All the scientists in Nazi Germany supported the Holocaust. If not, they were thrown in prison. What about the scientific support for eliminating Native Americans in this country because they were considered subhuman? What about the current scientific support for late-term partial birth abortion? Why else has Darwinism been accepted? Well, probably the main reason is because there's a bias against divine creation. They want to kick God out of the schools, kick God out of the labs, kick God out of the classrooms, and have nothing but a materialistic universe. As we quoted last night, Richard Lewontin at Harvard said, "Materialism is absolute. We cannot allow a divine foot in the door. God cannot even be considered." The next point we want to make, we have two more points and then we'll conclude, is that intellectuals and scholars from the highest tiers of science and medicine reject Darwinian evolution. Why is this important? Because this is what you're going to hear. There are no true scientists that reject evolution. All valid scientists accept evolution. Is that the truth? No, it's not. I would encourage you to watch the movie Expelled, Ben Stein's movie Expelled. In that movie, you'll see that people lost or were severely tarnished in their careers, these individuals here, because of their teaching against evolution. Let me give you 13 impactful scientists who rejected Darwinism and see if these individuals are significant. They will never teach you this in school. First of all, Joseph Henry rejected Darwin. He discovered self-inductance, and he was the first secretary of the Smithsonian Institute. Louis Pasteur, who invented pasteurization and disproved spontaneous generation, he rejected Darwin and saved countless thousands of people by eliminating illnesses such as tuberculosis and Q fever and Coxiella burnetii and Campylobacter from contaminated milk. James Joule, the father of thermodynamics. Joseph Lister, have you ever heard of Listerine or the bacteria Listeria? He rejected Darwin. And maybe most impactful of all is Gregor Mendel, the father of genetics. I wish I had 10 minutes to talk about him, but his role and his work in science has far exceeded anything that Darwin has ever done. What we understand in genetics today is saving lives every day. James Irwin, the lunar module pilot on Apollo 15 that rode on the moon. George Washington Carver, the father of African-American scientists. Werner von Braun, the man who put us on the moon. And someone might say, well, he was in under Hitler's regime. Well, he was, but did you know the Nazis threw him in prison because he wanted to build a rocket to go to the moon instead of the V-2 rockets to bomb the British? And then Raymond Damadian. I want you to notice this man. Not only did he reject Darwin, but he is, as I think most of us, if not all of us, are young earth creationists. He believed in the six literal